Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Holy Father, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a story of a captain of a ship who is looking for people to come on board, set sail with him, help man the deck, and he needed many, many people to hire. So instead of saying, it's not too bad, it'll be fun, or even, it'll be a really short trip, instead of any of that, the ad he put in the newspaper simply said, hard labor, long hours, danger, uncertainty of return. Meet me on the dock this day if you want to set sail. Hundreds of people came. Instead of wanting something easy, something simple, something short, something even fun, people wanted to do something great. And when they found a captain who took that seriously, hundreds responded and said in their hearts, I want to do something great with my life. No matter how hard, how dangerous, how uncertain it might be, our call to greatness is real. And it's deep in our hearts because the Lord put it there. So, eighth graders, this is a public service announcement. As of yesterday, we are now less than six months from your confirmation, April 11th. I am very fond, as you know, of not calling confirmation prep, but martyrdom prep. The martyrs are the ones who lived life greatly. They knew their call to love God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and no matter what it took, the uncertainty, the difficulty, the pain, they knew the greatness they were called to love God with everything. Even if that meant their own lives, they were ready. And we have so many martyrs in our church. We have some with a very specific flavor of martyrdom. There's St. Philomena, who is a martyr of purity, that even when someone wanted to take away her precious relationship with the Lord, she refused and became a martyr to keep her purity. There's St. Maximilian Kolbe, a martyr of brotherly charity. When someone else was about to be killed, Maximilian Kolbe stepped forward and said, take me instead. I'm a Catholic priest, and that man is a family. He became a martyr out of love for his brother. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Josaphat. He was a martyr of unity. Saint Josaphat converted to the Catholic faith at a young age, and because of that, he wanted to bring so many others to the Lord and to the Catholic faith. There is another group, the Eastern Orthodox, that's the closest faith to the Catholic religion. They have valid priests, they have valid mass, valid sacraments. They're so, so close. Only a few minor disagreements. So St. Josaphat went about zealously telling them, we're so close, and what disagreements we have, they're small. In our first reading in St. Paul, he says, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And our gospel, we hear today Jesus' prayer in the agony in the garden. These are Jesus' last words before he's arrested by the thieves and the Pharisees. And his prayer is, Father, I pray that they may be one, as you and I are one. He prays, Father, you love them even as you love me. And he wants in that love that all might be one. He wants that all might be one faith. Jesus started the Catholic Church on Peter and the Apostles, but since then it's been a tragedy and a scandal that many other faiths of Christianity have broken off. So St. Josephette went about saying, we're so close, please, stop saying we're different here, we're different there. Instead, Jesus wants us to be one. What do we have to do? Please, whatever it takes, let's be one again under Christ and his church founded on the apostles. He didn't go about saying, I'm right and you're wrong. He said, Jesus wants us to come together. Jesus wants us to be one body, to remain in one love, one faith, one baptism. Josephette got the nickname the Thief of Souls because people heard him and they recognized we are called to follow the Lord with everything and to do that as one body, one church. Some didn't like that. So one day a mob made Josephette a martyr. We asked today St. Josephette to make us martyrs after his own heart. Whatever it takes, we love God with everything. And we expect challenges. We expect martyrdom. Whatever it takes to bring others to Jesus Christ and his church. We're not mean, we're not arrogant, but we welcome them with love and zeal. St. Josephette, all you holy martyrs, we want greatness. We want to love God with everything. And we want everyone to belong in the church that Jesus Christ founded. St. Josephette and all you martyrs, pray for us.